الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال الله تبارك وتعالى واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الدنيا خلقت لكم وأنتم خلقتم للآخرة وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام الحمد لله شبهة تبرز الله تبارك وتعالى has given us this opportunity to come to the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on the day of Jumu'ah and to listen to the talks of Deen so that how can these talks of Deen become a means of increasing our iman, our yaqeen, our relationship with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran al-Karim فَبَشِّرِ عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلُ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ. We are used to listening to talks of Deen, especially today. It's a norm, alhamdulillah, that we are used to listening to talks of Deen. But there are some etiquettes, adab, etiquettes regarding how a person should listen to the talks of Deen. And Allah Rabbul Izzat himself mentions in the Quran Kareem, فَبَشِّرْ ibad. The glad tidings to my servants. الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلُ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ. That when they listen carefully. They listen with the ears of the heart. When you listen, mashallah, which we are all used to today, especially when a man is physically is present. But mentally a man is not there. Unfortunately today, we are present in the masjids, in majalis, in the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But physically we are physically the man is there listening, but mentally, but physically he is there, but mentally especially he is not there. Till Allah forgive us today. While listening to talk of Deen today, we find that today people are busy with their cell phones. People are talking to one another. A person who listens to talk of Deen is busy in the house of Allah with a cell phone. Today we are listening to talk of Deen, but with no etiquette, no adab. Adab is etiquette. And Islam is full of etiquettes. Adabani Rabbi. Nabi alayhi salam has mentioned that my Rabb has taught me etiquettes. Islam is full of etiquettes. And today, unfortunately, we have lost that today. Today, etiquettes have come out of our lives. So Allah Ta'ala himself is saying, الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ, that those people who listen to the talks of Deen carefully, with the ears of the heart, and فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ, and after listening to the talks of Deen carefully, now they plan how are they going to bring what they have listened to into existence in a beautiful manner. What they have listened, now فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ. Now they are going to make worry, they are going to ponder and make worry and concern. How are they going to bring whatever they have heard into existence in a beautiful way? The amal, now they plan how to bring this amal, do this amal, whatever they were told, in a beautiful way. فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ. Allah said, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهُ. These are the people who Allah Ta'ala has given hidayat to. Allah Ta'ala has guided. And أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. And these are the people who are intellectual. So Allah is mentioning himself in the Quran Karim, peace be upon him. It's not a topic of the day, peace be upon him. It's just the etiquette, inshallah. Because it's deen, peace be upon him. Deen is nur. The talks of Allah, the name of Allah, and hadith, peace be upon him, is nur. It has different nurs, different stages of nur, peace be upon him. Quran has a different effect. The words of Nabi alayhi salam has a different effect. And a person listens carefully with adab, with etiquette, then this will penetrate the heart, inshallah. And when this nur affects the heart, this is when a person will get tawfiq, the opportunity of making amal, inshallah. Otherwise, if you listen to talks of deen, we will listen to talks of deen, but it will be like, he said, today Allah forgive us, it mustn't become a means of entertainment. We are not here to entertain ourselves. Then who is speaking, what is he spoke about, to comment later on. Asali is to understand that we get the opportunity to some sort of thing. How can we implement this in our lives? Deen is something that is spectacle. It's spectacularity. Deen is not words. Deen is not on the kitabs. Deen is spectacularity. And this spectacularity, this deen that comes in our lives, brothers and sisters, this is what will affect others, inshallah. A person's character, a person's deen, in his life, in his business, in his social life at home, with his neighbors, in his social life, outside the masjid. In a masjid, a person is making ibadat, he's making his salah. No non-Muslim is going to the masjid, come to the masjid and look at his salah. But outside his masjid, a person's mu'amalat, a person's interaction, his dealings, a person's character is part of deen. A person's character, what is his character outside deen, outside the masjid? That is what's going to affect people. When a person's tasbih in the masjid, or his tilawat of Quran, no, his character, his mu'amalat, how honest he is in his mu'amalat, in his dealings, in his social behavior with people outside the masjid, sometimes Allah forgive us, outside the masjid. You see, people are sometimes, we find that in the outside the masjid, people are having the interactions one with one another. Outside the masjid, immediately after salah, respect. So deen is amal, practicality. Today we have restricted deen to words and kitabs and bayans and lectures. We have forgotten that we have to make amal on deen. We have to forgotten that we have to practice deen, Allah says, فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ. Those who now plan and make fikr and worry and concern, how they are going to bring this, what they have heard, into practicality in a beautiful form. And so, unfortunately, we find, respected brothers, when it comes to amal, actions, then it is normal that we are not prepared to do our amals for correctly in a beautiful manner, respected brothers. When it comes to deen and the aspects of deen, then a person just wants to relieve himself. Well, I'm just getting off my shoulders. My namaz, I want to come and get it off my shoulders. We say, salah time now. Chalo, let me perform my salah and get it off my shoulders. When it comes to any expert of deen, amal, whether he's fasting, whether he's hajj, whatever it is, brothers, we find, when it comes to amal, then we want to just relieve ourselves. Allah himself says, تَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah Ta'ala has created life and death. So Allah Ta'ala may test us amongst you who will face Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah with good actions. Not any action is better, but actions that is according to Sunnah. Action, amal, that is being taught to us by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that's what the Islam is, brothers. Today we haven't learned deen. Deen is something to learn. Today we have deen, taken deen as granted, the deen that we grew up with. By looking at one another, when a salah is according to the salah of somebody that we saw. Recently a youngster, and we were discussing the position of tashahud. So he was studying incorrectly. So I told him, and those with me told him, that this is not the correct way of sitting. Well, he says, people sit like that. So what's wrong with me? What's wrong with my sittings? So today what we see, we do is with it. We saw others doing something, so we do it that way. I saw my grandfather doing something, so I will do it also, inshallah. This is what the kuffar used to say, in the Nabi alayhi salam, وَلَدْنَا عَبَانَا. When we saw our grandfathers doing this, O Nabi of Allah, you're coming with this deen, what is this you are coming with? We saw our grandfathers doing it, so how can we leave what our grandfathers did? So deen is not what we saw our grandfathers doing, our grandfather's parents doing, or our forefathers doing. But deen is something that we have to learn. Today we have taken it as granted. Everything in this dunya is learnt. It's not done just by looking at it. A person wants to become a professional, he has to study. He has to study to become a professional. A person wants to learn any skill in his life, a simple skill also, see? A person has to learn that skill. But today, when it comes to deen, then deen, we have taken deen as something that is granted, inshallah. Deen, I'm a Muslim, born a Muslim, a chicken. But without realizing that my entire life in this dunya and akhirah depends on my deen. The outcome of my life in dunya, whether it's individually, whether it's collectively, depends on the outcome of my deen that is in my life. In dunya also, as well as akhirat also. Allah has sent us in the dunya for deen. Allah hasn't sent us anything else. Allah Ta'ala hasn't sent us in the dunya for anything else except this verse. أَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. The object of our life in this dunya is to worship Allah. Allah has sent us in this dunya to worship Allah, to make the ibadah of Allah. Allah Ta'ala gave us deen. Allah Ta'ala sent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the dunya to show us how to live according to deen, how Allah wants us to live. Deen is what Allah wants us to live like. Deen is a way of, a practical, natural way of life. But deen is fitrah. Deen is fitrah. A natural way of life is better than this. But in order to understand this, in order to bring this deen in our lives, we have to understand that we have to create in our hearts a certain amount of nur, which is essential to understand this deen and to practice this deen, especially. If that nur is not in the heart, there's a certain amount of nur, especially brothers, which is incumbent on every individual. It's not whether it is permissible or permissible. It is incumbent, yani compulsory, for every individual to have that amount of nur, respected brothers, that will help him in obeying the laws of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and staying away from disobeying Allah. That amount of nur and hidayat is a necessity, is a compulsion, something that is compulsory for every individual to have, respected brothers. Now Allah Himself says, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu ku anfusakum. The first responsibility, respected brothers, that faces every individual in this dunya, every Muslim, is that a person now has to make such an effort that will help him protect himself from the fire of Jahannam. I know Allah Ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, O people of Iman, Ku anfusakum wa ahlikum na. Ku anfusakum. First thing, save yourself, protect yourself from the fire of Jahannam. Now we have to have, what is, how to protect our, a person's self from the fire of Jahannam. Spirit brothers, what that means? That a person has to have so much of deen in his life, that so much of obedience in deen in his life, that will help him in the future from the fire of Jahannam. That will protect him from the azab of Jahannam. So that amount of noor a person has to have in his life, in his heart. Allah Ta'ala himself says, Allah, it's a beautiful dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Beautiful dua. Allahumma aqsim lana min khashyatik ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asik. A dua, a beautiful dua. And so today we don't have time for dua. We don't learn dua, respected brothers. See? The dua that the Imam Sahib makes, that is enough for us today. Imam Sahib is making his dua, we're making our dua. It has become like a riwaj, you know, a ritual. Allahumma just, inshallah, people just make that. People, we don't even take time off. We don't even have time to make dua to raise spiritual brothers. We haven't learned duas. The books of hadith are full of duas that the Nabi of Allah has taught the ummah. The Nabi of Allah has taught us how to make dua and what to ask for. When is a person asks according to his iman, his, the deen that is in his life, his ability. When is the asking of the Nabi of Allah. Here the Nabi of Allah, Allahumma aqsim lana min khashyatik ma tahulu baynana wa bayna ma'asik. Allah, grant me so much of your fear that becomes a means, an obstacle between me and your disobedience. What a beautiful dua. Allah, give me so much of your fear that we have to have some of the fear of Allah, taqwa in our hearts, that will help us from disobeying Allah, respected brothers. And the dua continues, وَمِن طَاعَتِكَ مَا تُبَلِّغُنَا جَنَّتَكَ. O Allah, and grant me so much of ita'at, obedience, that will take me towards, that will grant me entry into Jannat Allah. And thereafter Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, وَمِنَ لَكِينِ مَا تُحَوِّنُ بِهِ عَلَيْنَا مَصَائِبَ الدُّنْيَا. And Allah, grant me so much of yaqeen, conviction in you, in your zat, in you and your sifat, your qualities, that will make, whenever I am faced with any difficulty, that will make this difficulty easy for me. مَا تُحَوِّنُ بِهِ عَلَيْنَا مَصَائِبَ الدُّنْيَا. Whenever I am faced with any difficulty, O Allah, grant me so much of yaqeen to understand that this musibah and difficulty and worry that has come to this condition that I am faced with, is this condition has come from you only, Allah. So in this dua, respected, the Nabi of Allah has mentioned any things that are the fundamentals that are important in deen, respected. So important. You see, in Urdu, the bunyad, the foundation of deen. The person doesn't have these qualities, then for him to understand Allah, for him to obey Allah becomes difficult. A person doesn't have some of noor in his heart, and for the person to obey Allah will become difficult in future. When a person is disobeying Allah, respected brothers, we have to understand that a person's yaqeen, amount of yaqeen and conviction that a person will have in his heart, respected brothers, that yaqeen now will take him towards the obedience of Allah. That your conviction that Allah is the greatest and everything in this dunya belongs to Allah and everything is from Allah. Allah lahu al-khalq wal-amr. Allah Ta'ala says, creation is mine's and the decision that comes upon the creation is on me also. Nobody else. It's on me. So Allah lahu al-khalq wal-amr. When a person is faced with any condition, whether it's sickness, whether it's fear, whatever the condition, whether it's financial, whatever the condition a person is, we have to understand that is from Allah. And I have to turn towards Allah to solve my problems, to solve my problems. I can't turn to anybody else. والخير قدره والخير والخير والشر من الله وتعالى. When we are young, we were young in the madrasa where we learned, you know, we learned iman mufassal, iman mujmal. We learned amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rasulihi wal yawmil akhir wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala. That all good, whatever is destined, all good and bad is from Allah. That we learned verbally in our when we are young in the maktabs, in the madrasa. But it doesn't end there, respected brothers. The yaqeen of that now, when a person has reached age, now that yaqeen, the conviction of that, has to enter the heart, respected brothers. So Allah has given us this deen, respected brothers. Allah has given us a little life in the dunya, respected brothers. Life that is short, that is valuable. Our life in this dunya is accountability. We are not here to just pass the life and go away from it, respected brothers. We are here to make a life. Every day that goes past, a person is going towards his akhirat, his maqsad, his object, respected brothers. We are leaving the dunya behind, and we are going towards our akhirat. We are going towards our maut, our object, respected brothers. Now we have to ask ourselves, have I made enough preparation for that? Or am I making enough preparation for that life that is to come? وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِنَ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala says himself, fear that day when every person is going to return towards Allah. Going to return towards Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. What are we going to return with? Is our iman and our amal. The things that we are, Allah forgive us, not that we are, unfortunately, that we are spending our lives in, spiritual brothers, that dunya that we are spending in our lives in, we are spending more, the worry and concern of the dunya has taken over the worry or concern of amal, spiritual brothers. The worry or concern of mal has taken over the worry and the concern of amal. The dunya that is in front of us, and the akhirah that is not in front of us, the dunya has become a worry and concern, and a restriction for our akhirah. Because we don't see akhirah. Dunya is in front of us. The needs of akhirah is in front of us. The person doesn't have to be reminded by, you are going to leave this dunya, you have to make preparation. He doesn't have to do it. The person, no, I've got a job, I'm a father, I've got necessities, I've got to eat, I've got to sleep, I've got necessities in my life, I have to worry about it. But when it comes to akhirat, a person is not reminded, respected brothers. So a person has to constantly remind himself, Mujhe yahan se jana hai, I am a musafir, I am going towards my akhirat. Have I prepared enough for Allah Akbar? Well, I'm going to leave those things that I spent my life in for others to enjoy, and I am going to go empty-handed, Allah. So ulama say that something Allah has given us, which is temporary, this dunya, make something with it, make that which is permanent. The dunya Allah has given us. Dua Nabi alayhi sallam, Rabbi a'inni ala deeni bid dunya. O Allah, or my Rabb, assist my deen with my dunya. And utilize my dunya for my akhirat. Not utilize my dunya to increase my dunya. Use O Nabi of Allah, O Allah, assist me in helping, assist my deen through my dunya, the dunya you have given me, Allah. Use it to make my akhirat, not my dunya. But today we are busy making our akhirat, our dunya today, respected brothers. So we today, for us to understand this, respected brothers, we have to bring ourselves to the house of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We have to sit in the majalis of the ulama. We have to spend some, we have to leave our environment, respected brothers. We have to connect ourselves. We have to take our time for deen, respected brothers. Otherwise life is going to pass in negligence. When a person is going to leave the dunya, then he will leave the dunya empty-handed, and he will face great remorse tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, respected brothers. So may Allah give us tawfiq of understanding, and give us tawfiq of making amal, inshallah. SubhanAllah.